Welcome to the podcast where we delve into the ever-evolving world of cybersecurity and uncover the strategies to safeguard ourselves in this digital age. In the latest Apple update, Chinese authorities have responded to previous rumors, affirmatively stating that iPhones have not been banned for work use due to security concerns. Contrary to earlier speculation, Beijing has confirmed that these reports are unsubstantiated. In further news, Apple has alerted reporters in Russia regarding possible state-sponsored cyberattacks, suggesting that journalists and news organizations could potentially be targets. This highlights the growing significance of robust cybersecurity measures and the importance of remaining aware of such threats. Simultaneously, to enhance data security, Apple is actively urging users to store essential data on local devices, rather than relying entirely on cloud storage. As privacy concerns continue to escalate, this strategy aims to create a safer environment for user data, boosting security measures and shielding user data from potential breaches. Stay with us for more updates on the evolving landscape of the tech world. In recent Microsoft news, we present critical updates regarding security measures. Microsoft has issued a notable Windows 11 update, focusing specifically on obstructing password stealing attacks. This significant move aims at bolstering user account protection and fostering a safer online experience. Meanwhile, there have been unsettling developments on the cybersecurity front. Iranian hackers have been able to infiltrate defense organizations globally, using password spray attacks. These incidents underscore the continuous threat from cybercriminals, stressing the urge for more robust security measures. In response, Microsoft has rolled out their security updates for September 2023. This patch addresses 59 vulnerabilities, and importantly, includes solutions for two zero-day vulnerabilities. We cannot stress enough the importance of keeping systems current to shield from possible cyber threats. On the same note, we've observed repeated attempts by Iranian hackers aiming at defense organizations around the world. This reiterates the importance for entities to prioritize cybersecurity and implement strong protections for classified information. In their most recent September 2023 patch Tuesday update, Microsoft has introduced fixes for 62 new common vulnerabilities and exposures, CVEs. Five of these have been labeled as critical vulnerabilities, indicative of the continuous work undertaken to improve and enhance software and system security. Navigating our rapidly digitizing world necessitates users and organizations to remain alert, uphold good cybersecurity habits, and promptly apply security updates to alleviate potential risks. Caesars Entertainment recently confirmed becoming the victim of a ransomware attack, resulting in the theft of customer data. This incident is the latest in a spate of cyberattacks on Las Vegas casinos, with MGM Resorts International also experiencing a similar breach. The hackers, renowned for their expertise in social engineering which permits bypassing network security departments, threatened to reveal sensitive company information. Hence, Caesars Entertainment found it necessary to pay the perpetrators a substantial sum to curb the potential online exposure of the stolen data. The collected data from these attacks includes information from the company's loyalty program database, potentially affecting many customers. These cybersecurity challenges have elicited growing anxiety for both Caesars Entertainment and MGM Resorts International, as cybercriminals increasingly target customer data. The two companies have grappled with the hard decision to pay ransoms to prevent further data exposure. Looking ahead, the continued threat of cybercrime underscores the need for reinforced security measures within the casino industry to better protect customer information. In a major incident concerning CoinEx, the infamous North Korean cybercrime organization, Lazarus Group, is implicated in a substantial cryptocurrency heist. The alleged theft, involving a shocking $53 million in cryptocurrency from CoinEx, emphasizes the ever-present cybercrime threat. The perpetrators appear to have targeted CoinEx's hot wallets, online storage systems for cryptocurrencies. As a result, around $55 million in multiple cryptocurrencies has been compromised. The hackers are believed to have accessed the hot wallet private keys via a leak that let them execute this audacious theft. Known for executing high-profile and sophisticated crimes, Lazarus Group has demonstrated its capabilities once again. The stolen sum represents a substantial loss for both CoinEx and its users, thereby stressing the need for stringent security measures within the cryptocurrency arena. Currently, CoinEx is actively examining the incident and striving to bolster their security mechanisms. Simultaneously, both authorities and cybersecurity experts are collaborating to identify the culprits and possibly reclaim the stolen funds. We aim to keep you updated as the situation progresses, shedding light on this severe cybercrime incident. Greater Manchester's police force and an ID card company responsible for issuing warrants and identification cards to officers are currently grappling with the aftermath of a distressing cyber attack. The incident, which potentially exposed the personal data of tens of thousands of public sector workers, involved attackers successfully infiltrating the ID card company's systems. The breach, unfortunately, revealed the personal information of officers and staff from both the Greater Manchester and Metropolitan Police Departments. The gravity of the situation is heightened by the potential exposure of sensitive details like warrant card information, posing a threat to the security and privacy of impacted individuals. Authorities are now prompting all affected personnel to remain watchful and take suitable measures to secure their personal information. Alongside the ongoing investigation into the incident, the police force is enacting measures to limit any potential damage from the breach. They have engaged cybersecurity experts to evaluate the severity of the data breach and fortify the systems against future attacks. Given the surge in ransomware attacks on businesses and organizations, this incident highlights the burgeoning vulnerability of public sector entities and the pressing need to ramp up cybersecurity efforts. The investigation continues to unravel, and we anticipate more revelations about the extent of the breach and its prospective impact on affected individuals. We're closely following this situation and shall provide updates as they become available. Today's news from Greater Manchester Police concludes with this story. We recommend staying tuned for further developments on this incident, alongside other relevant news. In recent MGM news, both MGM and Caesars have been subjected to cyber attacks from aggressive hackers. The onslaught has resulted in significant repercussions for MGM, with an estimated revenue loss of $52 million. The hack was instigated by a phishing scam, involving a 10-minute phone call that allowed hackers to infiltrate MGM's systems. This resulted in significant operational disruptions, including a failed attempt at manipulating the MGM slot machines. Intriguingly, it was reported that Caesars had previously succumbed to a ransom demand from a cybercrime group before the MGM attack. This has led to conjecture about whether Caesars' actions contributed to the subsequent cyber attack on MGM. Confirming that they too faced a cyber attack, Caesars prompted concerns over the security of their customers' personal information. In an interesting turn of events, the ALF ransomware group, who installed the ransomware at MGM Resorts, denied direct involvement in the attack. Details reveal that the ALF/Black Cat ransomware group used a phone call to penetrate MGM Resorts servers, leading to encryption disruptions to operations and a complete shutdown of the company's IT systems. In response, MGM Resorts has had to completely suspend their IT systems, anticipating substantial adverse implications for their day-to-day operations. Alarmingly, the hackers asserted that the drastic shutdown of MGM Resorts was the direct result of their effective use of a 10-minute phone call and social engineering tactics. Thank you for joining us today to explore the fascinating world of cybersecurity, and remember to stay safe online by practicing good digital hygiene and remaining vigilant against potential threats.